It's James Thompson Boston here, Flyhawk Ambassador, and online at flyhawk.com, you can find their full range of netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages to suit everyone. They are available in UK size 4 to 24, they come in different lengths, plus we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee so you can try some of the range.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and delighted as always to speak to Fran Connolly from England Netball. Fran, I hope you are well.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on. Definitely very well after the last couple of weeks out in Cape Town. It's a good time to be a Netball and a Roses fan, that's for sure. We need to make sure that we continue to shout about our sport for as long as possible. So I'm really happy to work long hours this week to do just that.
First of all, we've just seen the success of the young Roses as well. They've taken bronze at the Commonwealth Youth Games. It's good to know that the future Roses are in good hands.
Oh, I think across the board in Roses, you've just seen them over the last couple of weeks really flourish. From those out in Cape Town, down through the pathway to those in the Commonwealth Youth Games squad, our young Roses, as you said, Andy, they did us really proud, battling against Scotland right to the end to win that bronze medal, giving them tremendous experience on the international stage, which is exactly what we need. So they can feed through to future World Cup squads, maybe in 2027, maybe beyond. But it's definitely showed that our pathways are flourishing both domestically and internationally. So really happy.
Both being fans of the sport as well, the Netball World Cup final was just another level, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. I think the whole of the tournament, actually, I felt really proud to be a Roses fan, but I also felt really proud of the sport. I think the African nation, it's the first time that the World Cup has been held in Africa. I thought they did a tremendous job in delivering the event. I think that will really drive a legacy across Africa for years to come. But I think it also showed us just the growth of the global game. You know, it's great to disrupt that world order. It's great to have different teams in a World Cup final. And I think we knew going into this World Cup, it was going to be the closest World Cup we'd ever seen. And it certainly didn't disappoint. We saw the African nations really thrive as well. The likes of Uganda, Malawi, South Africa, they just showed that the gap at the top is really closing. And that's got to be good for the global growth of the game.
The importance of that silver medal can't really be underestimated, really. And just what it'll do for the game here.
Oh, it's huge for us. It's absolutely huge. You know, getting to that final and gaining that extra bit of visibility and the growth of following as we progress through the week. It's special moments like that that don't come around very often that really allow us to propel the growth of the sport. So we prepare long and hard for moments like this at England Netball. We make sure that our legacy plans are firmly in place. We've learned lessons from 2018 on the Gold Coast and from a home World Cup in 2019. And we know that major events afford us moments of visibility like nothing else. So over the course of the next month, we've got 500 sessions, programs running across the country. So whether you're 5 or 95, there'll be a program for you, whether that's B netball, back to netball, walking netball. And we're already seeing fans and future participants flock to those sessions. So 150,000 people have already popped in their postcodes to try to find a session near them. And we've been inundated by people trying to buy tickets for the South Africa series, which is up shortly in December here on home soil. So it's already showing that the impact of the World Cup, it will be huge. And we'll continue to see that over the coming weeks and months. From the lessons we've learned previously, we know those will continue. Participation numbers, ticketing numbers will continue to snowball. And it's incumbent upon us really to continue to drive that visibility momentum and make sure that it leads to more investment, crucially, in our game going forward.
Because I would perhaps suggest that the whole pandemic had a bit of an impact on what was building at that time.
Oh, it was undoubtedly for us. You know, 2020 was going to be our moment. It was going to be our year as netball here in England, but also across the UK. We'd had our most successful participation year on the back of Liverpool. We'd sold the most tickets we ever have to watch the Roses in the internationals. And actually, for the first part of the Super League season that was sadly curtailed in 2020, we'd sold more tickets than ever for that place in the season. So it stunted the momentum, but we knew that the netball family would come back in their droves, and they showed us just that. So I've no doubt that this is another special moment for our sport.
It was nice as well that Diva finished her international career just with that silver medal, and maybe a word on her and what she's given to England over the years.
Oh, I mean, what an incredible ambassador for our sport. Six World Cups is just phenomenal. I can't even compute what that looks like, really. She's been a brilliant ambassador for our sport. She's been a fantastic leader, both on the court and off the court. And I think it's brilliant now that she's come back to England and to Rhinos to finish her domestic career. And I'm sure that the netball family will embrace her with open arms. And I can't wait to see her take to court in the 2024 NSL season.
I don't know whose feed it was on, but it was obviously a special time in Cape Town for all the CEOs of the home nations. And there was a picture of you all enjoying an evening meal out. My questionnaire is, who picked up the bill?
Do you know what? We had a couple of evenings out, Andy, and I can't remember which one, but I certainly picked out one of the bills. But I think you're right in pointing out that there's so much that goes on behind the scenes at a World Cup. So it is one of the only opportunities we get as CEOs of the leading netball nations to get together. And we spent countless hours during the day and between matches trying to plan future international calendars, looking at the growth of the game, looking at how we can drive collaborations off the court as well as on the court. So there was lots and lots of meetings, some led by World Netball, some instigated by us as home nations ourselves. And it was great to get back together and really talk about how we further collaborate and drive the sport forward.
It's nice as well, because obviously you can all get together, have a chat and just share ideas and hear the latest plans from World Netball as well. That's almost a highlight for you as well as what's happening on court.
It is. It's a really important part, I think, of the major events that World Netball host. We had International Congress this year, so we debated things like the emergence of new nations. We debated things like and discussed things around the plans for the future World Cups. We talked about upcoming rule changes and voted on those. So there's lots of wider work that we do around those tournaments that really leads to the growth of the game.
What did you see from the Jess, Sonia, Liana combo? And obviously, when you add people like Bob and Joy into that mix as well, they really added to that feel-good factor this time around, didn't they?
Oh, they did. It's really hard to explain what a special culture there is in that group. And there's always a danger when you add new faces to that group. And even if they're not new faces, but familiar faces coming in different roles, like Joe and like Serena, that it will disrupt slightly that harmony. But gosh, it didn't do that. It just added in bucket loads. I think it's such a special team. We saw them suffer the heartache of walking away from Birmingham last year without medalling. And for all the sacrifices they made during COVID and the learning they had and went through over the last 12 months following Birmingham, I'm so very, very pleased for all of them that they came away with a medal that they truly, truly deserved. And there's so much work that people don't see in the background that the coaching team do, working through the night, the performance analysis team providing data. And they give up every waking moment, really, to make sure those girls, those Roses, are best prepped to go onto the court. So I'm just thrilled that they got the result that they deserved.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.